This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, please. It's time for the experience to continue. That is the DJB experience. I'm Doug Steffen. It is 7 minutes after the hour. Helpy yourselfie. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. The big stories this week in the world of news talk radio focus of a lot of conversation on this program as we work our way toward the weekend and through the weekend, business about the Final Four, who's up to speed. Is this the last weekend? That's number 10.
This is it, right?
Yeah, this is it.
This is it, right. So who's going to win?
Hopefully North Carolina, so Lewis wins his bracket.
Hopefully Oregon.
Yeah, I'm going for North Carolina just because my family lives there, so, you know.
All right, so what does it mean he wins his bracket? What does that mean to you? Is he going to win thousands of dollars?
I think it's around $1,000, yeah.
Jeez.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of hope that you win. I mean, I want to win, but I kind of hope that you win just to get all that money.
Well, if he won, that doesn't mean you can't win, does it?
Yeah, sure it does. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, because she has Oregon.
I have Oregon winning, and I've been specifically told that if Oregon wins, I win the whole thing. So,
how much will you get, Kara?
Not that much. Maybe 100, which is not bad. But.
No, nothing bad. Nothing wrong with that. All right, so that's the focus. So it'll be over Sunday, one way or the other, though, right?
Yes. Sunday. Or Saturday. Is it Saturday? Saturday, I know, is Oregon
both
Gonzaga,
games, both
right?
Games are Saturday, the first two games to determine who goes to the final, and then I think the final game is on Sunday.
All right, so I'm trying to, I'm not a religionist. I don't have a religion. I don't pay attention much other than the social ramifications of Christmas, which I love. New Year's isn't a religious holiday, but it becomes that for some. The Easter and Passover season is upon us. Easter, this is good. Today's Good Friday? No, next week is Good Friday. And then this is Palm Sunday, though, this weekend, isn't it? Or am I a week ahead?
You're a week ahead, I think.
I'm a week ahead.
Yes.
All right. So there's a the Gallup poll, folks, have taken a look at people and their ability to pay attention to religious holidays. And because Easter and Passover are upon us, Holy Week is the week before Easter, right? Isn't that what we have referred to as in terms of religious practices? The suggestion is 86%, according to this poll, 86% of Americans identify with some form of Christian religion, Catholic, Protestant, Mormon, you know, other faiths that are based on the life of Christ, which I find amusing because Christ was a Jew. That's interesting. The same poll finds 2% of Americans identify as being Jewish. In addition, 2% name other specific religions, mostly Islam, but some Buddhists. 4% indicate they are religious but are not specific about what faith. 6% say they are atheistic or agnostic. A lot of people confuse the two. Atheistic means you don't believe in God, and agnostic means you don't believe in anything.
No, it's the other way around. Agnostic is you acknowledge there is some sort of a God, but you don't really subscribe to one. Right. An atheist is there is no God.
Okay. Thank you for straightening me out. Because I believe in God, I believe in the force, infinite intelligence, whatever you want to call it. And I don't think you have to be religious to believe in that. If whatever goes on in your life that you worship makes you a better person, hooray for you. All right, anyway, so the poll suggests not everybody who identifies with the religion is an ardent or practicing member of the group. 94% indicate they are religious in some way. 86% said they believe in God. 6 in 10 say religion is important to them. 47% attend services regularly. And so it goes. 93%, I thought this was interesting. 93% of adults in households earning $75,000 or more per year say they own stock. I don't know what that. Oh, this is trying. This parses who's in the survey. So the people who believe in religion also believe in the stock market.
It's because you do a lot of praying when you're an investor.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, anyway. So, and most people who are Christians of the group, Jennifer, 42% say they have a gun.
See?
Yeah. I know. I am.
Know
how they look at the things. I don't know why this would be.
Because they want to paint Christians as conservative,
yeah,
gun toting.
Right.
Nuts,
yep. Yeah. 13% of Christian children have cell phones. Huh?
Where did you get this study? This is weird.
It's a Gallup poll. That is weird, but it shows you how people pay attention to strange things. Okay. If you're in the market for a very expensive car, the ratings are out. And according to the folks who assess this, this is from a tech magazine that I read in the doctor's office yesterday. I ripped it out because I thought you'd be interested to know what the most important cars are for the people who want to spend $200,000 or more.
Wow. So you're one of those people when I'm in the doctor's office and I'm really interested in an article and it says go to page 16 to continue and then the page is gone?
Yes, that's me.
Oh, boy.
Yep. So what I found in this overview was the Bentley Bentayga. I don't even know how to pronounce this. I saw one of them the other day because the dealership where my Rover came from is part of a group that sells Bentleys and Rolls and all that other stuff. So this is a $230,000 Bentley SUV. And they say that it will go off-road. When you want to drive, listen to this. When you want to drive around the country club, you've got 600 horsepower, 12-cylinder engine. It'll get you there so that you can tee off at the right time. You can also tow your sailboat with it if you want. Top speed of 187 miles an hour, 0 to 60 in 4 seconds.
Hmm.
The sticker price, $229,111.
I mean, I'm always looking for ways to tow my sailboat around.
Yeah.
So
me
that's,
too.
I'll consider that. But thank you.
It becomes a real problem trying to get that sailboat.
It's such a problem.
That's the most, there are more expensive cars, but that's the most expensive SUV. Although Rolls-Royce says they're going to come out with an SUV. Why? Why would you want to have a Rolls-Royce SUV?
Just because you have stupid money and you want to spend
maybe
it.
Maybe that's it. It is stupid money. This is stupid. Bentleys are great. I've always wanted to have an older Bentley convertible.
It costs as much as a house. I mean, literally, if you buy
right.
a car,
it's true. Move into it.
Go to Montana and buy yourself a 5-bedroom house because that's the equivalent. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody has a new SUV that I actually just passed on. Jaguar has an SUV that I just passed on the road, and it's a good-looking SUV.
Yeah. Yeah, the dealer where I get the Rover sells the Jaguar and the SUV. So I said to the guy who runs it, who's a good kid, are you seeing the Land Rover sales affected by the Jaguars? He says, nah, we're just selling more. It's just amazing how people, and the Audi, I'm looking at some of the other upscale brands and the Audi A7 rates well, which is, by the way, Volkswagen. Was it yesterday Volkswagen agreed to pay $157 million in fines for the diesel thing? And then, once again, nobody knows where the money's going to go. They pay a fine to the government. So what's the government going to do with the money? Huh? Where did that money go?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. What else? The Jaguar, BMW... Mercedes, the usual brands, are at the top of the scale. Somebody sent me a note yesterday because I was talking about the cars that are in the top 10 for resale value, and none of them were Americans. This person wanted to know what the number one was. It's the Toyota Land Cruiser. It has the best.
And I didn't think they made them anymore, but I guess so.
What, the Land Cruiser?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I see Highlanders a lot.
Well, that's the next step down.
Yeah.
But the Land Cruiser is nothing but a Lexus. It's the same thing. It's just got a different logo on it. That's all.
Mm.
And maybe it's the other way around. The Toyota, the big Toyota SUV is basically what do you call it? What did I just?
Lexus?
Lexus. It's a Lexus. That's
what you have, Jen, right?
I do.
Yeah. And how do you like it, by the way, so far?
I love it. No, I have the RX 350. I have the SUV that's like the middle size, not the super big one. The big one I actually was looking at because it looks really nice on the outside. But I got in, and when you look in the rearview mirror and the car just keeps going and going and going, I thought this is ridiculous. It's overkill. So yeah, I love being back in an SUV. I used to have SUVs, but then I kind of got into the sporty car, and I don't know. This is a good mix between sporty car and SUV. I love it.
Yeah. And it looks, you look good driving it. I've seen you driving it.
Plus, it's a pretty white color. Ooh,
yeah.
Pretty.
Ivory. It's kind sparkly. Of an ivory color. Yeah. Sparkly. The girls like sparkle and bling.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
By the way, on Facebook, there is a story about Kate Middleton's hair. Why? What's her problem with her hair? Did she calm down about her husband chasing these ladies
calm
around?
Calm down? Why should she?
Well, I'm asking. I don't know what
I don't
following.
Know. I haven't heard anything more about that story, but yeah. I'm sure he got a talking to when he got home from that ski trip.
Oh yeah.
How does that conversation go? You want to try to recreate it?
If you ever know that again.
Right.
Oh my, oh me. Religion. I was going to put a song together about religion and romance. Maybe that's not a good way to go.
Well, what's going on with Kate Middleton's hair?
Well, yeah. I just saw a post on a Facebook page. I haven't gone to it yet. The
headline
is there's something different about Kate Middleton's hair.
Oh, no.
I don't know enough about her hair. I was going to ask you. I figured all we talk about here now is fashion and
girl stuff.
Yeah, right. So I figured you'd know what Kate Middleton's hair story was. But
I don't know. I mean, did she cut it, maybe?
No, I don't know. I don't want to speculate. I want to keep moving. 19
we'll
past the hour.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5656 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5656.
Your own boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Listen up. You've got to hear this. People are getting cash back every time they shop. Yes, cash right in their pockets for buying groceries, clothing, and even beer and wine. $5, $10, $20 a shopping trip. It's from an app called Ibotta. Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app now, and Ibotta will give you $10 just for trying it. What are you waiting for? Ibotta. Ibotta. You've got to Ibotta.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, 5-ream cases of Staples multi-purpose paper are just $9.99.
All my hats, and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now 5-ream cases of Staples multi-purpose paper are just $9.99. In-store only, limit 2 per customer, plus tax where applicable. Ends 4/1/17.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S.
Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Quit playing games with my heart.
23 and change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jen Jen, Vic Vic, Kaka.
Oh, okay.
Stupid. Kara and Victoria and Jennifer, who all love the boy bands. They seem to be making a comeback.
Hope
ABC
so.
Has given a 10-episode series order to Boy Band, which is a reality competition where singers compete with one another to join a group. So what goes on here? Viewers will have the control to vote for their favorite five band members. How many plays are there on the same thing like American Idol and Voice and
a lot. Get used to it because they're not going away. They're cheap to make and it's fun.
I mean, this is different in the sense that, you know, like One Direction was put together. They all individually auditioned for X Factor, and then Simon Cowell decided that the five of them needed to be together. And so
this is the One Direction
letting the viewer do that
is a Simon Cowell production.
One Direction is,
Yeah, really?
Yeah, One Direction is, yeah.
All right.
And Fifth Harmony is,
who's in One Direction?
Harry Styles, Niall Horan, Liam Payne, Louis Tomlinson, and it was Zayn Malik, but he's gone. He's sold out.
You, that was very good. That was very good. I'm impressed.
She could have said anything, and you wouldn't know if it was right or wrong anyway.
I could tell Brit names. Got to have Brit names in order. Make that work. All right, so this is going to be a show that'll be on. Is this a summer thing? Have the ideas here?
Sounds like, I mean, it'll be good competition for America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that did huge ratings last summer.
So who would NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, where are they? Just as a refresher course, they're the most famous of these boy bands, are they not? The most recent boy bands.
Yeah.
So where are they these days?
I think Backstreet's on tour, right, Jen?
Right, Backstreet's in Vegas doing a residency. NSYNC, you know, they broke up, but Justin Timberlake is the one that's really been the breakout star. Joey Fatone does some hosting stuff, so does Lance Bass, but otherwise you don't hear too much about the others.
Yeah, okay. So just, is there another group, another boy band group that we're leaving out of the discussion that's currently hot or has been hot?
No, they've kind of died out, I think, right?
Yeah.
But this show could resurrect the whole boy band era.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm ready for it.
All right. Other musical news focusing on Lady Gaga. If you're a big Gaga fan, she has chronic hip pain. back pain. She canceled tour dates because she had to get surgery on a broken hip. So this month, interestingly enough, she's on the cover of Arthritis magazine. Not exactly where you'd expect to see Gaga.
Is it AARP next year?
Yeah, right. The tag for the interview is Hip Pain Can't Stop Me, Why I'll Never Ignore Joint Pain Ever Again. Her post-surgery care kept her wheelchair-bound. Did you know that? You ever see her in a wheelchair?
I remember seeing a picture of her in a wheelchair, and at first I think people thought it was kind of like a stunt.
Yeah.
But it turns out she was wheelchair-bound for a while.
Is that when she started smoking weed?
No, that started early.
Probably already doing that.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, the article isn't posted online yet, but fans with arthritis are praising her on a lot of the social media points for talking about her affliction that affects a lot of Americans. I spent an hour and a half in the doctor's office yesterday dealing with the arthritis that's in my lower back from years and years. When I was 18, I actually wrecked my L3, 4, 5, whatever it is.
Mm.
And they're all disjointed. Look at the x-ray. One's going in one direction, one is in the other.
Oh.
And I'm
going
to get them all straightened out. But it's a six-week recovery time. So I think I'll get my foot, my back, and my head fixed all at the same time.
Your head?
Oh, you're getting your head examined. Good.
Yes, so I'll look to Lady Gaga for inspiration. If you want to see the story, it's on the cover. I'm sure everybody's reading Arthritis magazine, so help yourself. Lady Gaga in the focus, 28 after here.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Is dreaming common in dogs? You know, just like people, dogs do dream. Dogs, however, tend to dream with more action and for shorter times than most people. Many dogs will move their whiskers and their lips and make licking and chewing motions as they are actually dreaming. They may paddle their feet almost like they're running. Their eyelids may also twitch, and you may see their eyes moving back and forth rapidly under their eyelids. Some dogs will actually vocalize, making little yips or howls. Some people have seen these behaviors when their dog was dreaming and thought that it was a form of a seizure. If a dog is dreaming, he can be easily awakened by calling his name or patting him on the shoulder. I often wonder what they're dreaming about. Sometimes I see smiles on their faces, and their feet are going, and their eyes are moving. It's kind of like they're chasing that rabbit or rolling around in their own field of dreams. Dogs do dream, and if they've had positive experiences, I have to assume they have positive dreams. But sometimes dogs will have nightmares. Then it's up to the guardian to be really, really gentle. I'm Warren Eckstein.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474. 800-967-7474.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Everybody asks you today, just say yes. Okay, can you do that? Yes, 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 yes.
Hey, Doug, can I have $1 billion?
Good question.
That's Kara, who used to work here on the program.
Today's her last show.
Jennifer and all of the other folks who are here as part of the DJV experience. Jennifer Horn, Corey Keelan, I'm looking at some of the things that are being posted by people. Facebook fascinates me. I use it, my own personal one, mostly for animal stuff or to pass along personal little stories. So many people use it for so many things. And we posted the other day these guys ice skating in Duluth, Minnesota. Did you see that? They're going down a path, and it's really pretty fascinating how they get all of this actually on video. It's really... It's cool. But there's so many things that get posted. Here's something. Victoria and I were just talking about all the dogs that are in need of homes. Here's one that I posted, I think, the day before yesterday. No matter how many years we get with our dogs, it's never long enough.
Nope.
Nope.
So that's true.
It isn't. Not I probably shouldn't stop there because I go back to Charlotte. Here's a post thing I put up the other night. Best thing about speaking the truth is you don't have to remember what you just said.
That's always true.
Isn't that, huh?
Good advice to live by.
Oh, it sure is. Okay, so I saw something else as my mind wanders. I'm very curious. It was one of the things I was talking to somebody about yesterday. I don't remember why, but I'm a very curious sort. I always have been. And so as I look around and people try to buttonhole me, they try to buttonhole. It's convenient. It's easy for people to men think this way and women think that way.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the man brain wonders, why does she want to discuss every detail of a problem, even if I already know what the solution is? Why do men think like that? And then woman, why does he think he has the immediate answer to everything and never seems to listen to me? So why do, this is the men are from Mars, women are from Venus or whatever it is. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
Men
That's
are from
right.
Mars, yeah.
Yep.
Right. Okay. So, guy having a conversation with his girlfriend, and there are a bunch of her friends over the house, and they all go into the bathroom and close the door. He wonders, why does she go into the bathroom with her friends? And the woman wonders, why does he go in the bathroom for hours by himself? So they giggle there. All right, so do you ever have these conversations, Jennifer, with Jeff? Or do you ever have them with yourself? Why does he think this way? Or do you think that way about me or your father or the other men that are close to you? And I would ask Victoria and Kara to join in the same exercise.
Say yes. With my dad, I have the conversation like, don't just give me the solution. Listen to my problem. He's gotten better at that because he's a fixer. He wants to jump in with the solution
right.
before.
Like that.
Most women just want to vent, I think.
Yeah.
They
don't want the problem fixed. They just want you to hear them.
With Jeff, it's interesting because Jeff and I think have opposite roles. Like, I feel like I'm definitely more of like the manly one, like not manly in the way he's very manly. Don't get me wrong, but like,
but he talks.
But like he wants to talk through the problems, and sadly he's met me at a point in my life where by the time the end of the day comes around, I don't want to talk anymore. Like I need to be quiet. I just need to be with someone, and it doesn't mm-hmm. have to always be conversation.
Yeah.
So I would
just
say
just to cuddle up on the couch.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, but really, by the end of the day, if I have a few minutes at the end of the day, I just, you know, I'm looking for calm and serenity, I think.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I would say in that respect, I'm probably less of a talker than he is if we have problems or something, you know, whatever to chat about.
I'm very impressed. I don't really know him. I don't know him at all. But now, I've teased you sometimes because you don't introduce him to me. But I hear you tell me that, and I'm very impressed with him. If that's the way he is, I think that's very impressive. I think that men need to be more expressive, and they don't feel to be because it's not manly, which is nonsense. I think that is the sign of a real man, somebody who can talk and listen, both. So anyway,
yeah.
I have been accused in certain circumstances because of my background in radio, I don't like dead air. It's uncomfortable for me. So if the conversation stops, I think there's something wrong, whereas I have been told there's no need to be talking all the time. Just enjoy or just be. So Jeff tells you things in what way? What manner does he present things to you, Jennifer, that you either are or not?
Always calm. We have a really calm, we have a calm relationship. We, yeah. you know, everything is, I don't think that we ever have really fought. I mean, there have been moments where, like, obviously you get frustrated or whatever.
Yeah.
But, no, I think we're both pretty calm talkers. I mean, I think what's important is to have respect for people no matter what. And so even if it's something that you have
respect.
To address that's yeah. bothering you,
right.
you can be respectful about it.
Yep. No respect, no relationship.
Right.
That's it. Period, end of story. If either party doesn't respect, how could you be with somebody that want to be with somebody you don't respect? How can that work?
You know, I'm
work?
Not, and I think you know this, I've never been about drama in my life,
no.
but now especially with my life being so chaotic, like it's important to me not to have to deal with chaos in my personal life. I just can't, it, you know,
yeah.
like tapped out.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's a big deal.
So Victoria Keelan, you're engaged to Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to be married to him. We're not going to the wedding, Jennifer. You knew that, right?
Oh, God.
So At any rate,
I kind of got the idea.
Did you get that?
We could crash, though. So
yeah, we could.
You are more than welcome.
She's made the fatal flaw of telling us where she's doing it.
Anyway, so you and Lewis fight about anything? Or argue? I don't, fight's not a good word. Do you disagree on things? And if you do, how do you settle the disagreement?
You know, the only time we've ever... When you move in together and things, you know, your lives become enmeshed, you know, that's always kind of a difficult time. So the only time that we've ever really had a tough patch was combining finances. But that we smoothed that over pretty quickly, yeah.
How?
We just had very different... Well, I love him. I just want to preface this. I love him very much. Yeah. He is totally clueless when it comes to all things financial. So that was really sort of surprising to me.
Yeah.
And so once we worked through that, everything has been...
How'd you work through it?
I basically had to teach him, like, finance 101, so...
and he respected that and was happy about it?
Is
that
yes, one of the luckily he's a very good listener, and, you know, and he was able to put ego aside, and that's very... He does that really well, so he's a good listener, and when we're listening to each other, I feel like we're a great team. So we've worked on communication. That's, you know, he wasn't a big talker, so communication is really important, yeah.
Yeah, you got to have communication. It just
expressing his feelings wasn't something he was really good at. He just wasn't used to it, and he was pretty much taught to not have feelings growing up. So that was something that I had to pull out of him. And once we got through that, then communication's been great.
Well, as long as people are willing to and they want to, for the sake of the relationship, Kara. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I know you haven't had any real serious relationships. You're not, I mean this lovingly. I'm not because I want to have your input, but I don't.
You had a boyfriend for like over a year, right, Kara?
When
I first started.
I have
Did you argue
people.
With him about stuff? You must have, because otherwise you'd still be with him if you liked being with him. Some kept you from staying with him.
I don't know how to go about this. We didn't have any huge fights. I guess I'm kind of like you in the sense that I don't really like conflict, I don't like arguing, and so that leads to its own issues because sometimes you don't address things. But, you know, this conversation made me think of my favorite show is Parks and Recreation, and there's this really funny episode where one of their characters is pregnant, and she keeps complaining about how much it sucks to be pregnant, and, like, her stomach hurts and her feet hurt, and her husband just tries to be really nice, and he tries to be helpful and comes up, like, with a bunch of solutions, and she just gets more angry at him. And all the friends have to talk to him and say, hey, sometimes you just need to say, oh, that sucks. And I think that's what women want a lot of the time, is if I'm complaining about something, I don't really want you to come up with a solution. I just want you to agree with me and say, oh, that sucks, and listen to me complain.
And that's it. All right, so let's take this a step further, shall we? Let's, when Victoria has... a baby with Lewis, Jennifer has a baby with Jeff, and Kara, you have a baby with Mr.
I
X.
I have a baby with somebody. wait, with Mr. X?
Yeah, whatever
that's
Mr. X is going to be. You know, I mean, down the road when
you
get... So, you've figured out how to live together and be a couple. So now the next step is raising children to be well-adjusted, respectful adults. And so I think about this. I've just posted, if you see this, Victoria, at Doug, Jen, and Victoria, on our Facebook page, the story or a suggestion or maybe a workaround that I've shared about ignoring or the problems that young children have as children. And if you don't fix them, they turn into bigger problems down the road. See, this is what I think is a valuable tool. In social media, I think a lot of the garbage that you see, the gossip, is just a waste of time. But every once in a while, and I try to post these where I can, I see something that is what I hope a teachable experience, a teachable moment, if that's what they call it. Oprah used to call them teachable moments, I think, right? So in this particular story, this article, there are a number of things to focus on, like tattling. Do you remember, did you ever use the term tattletale when you were young? That's a person, that girl's a tattletale.
Yeah, of course.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So some do it purposely. And I think in social media you see that from time to time. Is it like bullying? I don't know. But if you're a young person and there's this tattletale stuff going on. The person who put this suggestion up, when my daughter was in first grade, the school sent home a tattletale contract wanting the children to avoid informing on one another. The lady
really?
Says, I laughed it off thinking it won't stop a bunch of 6- and 7-year-olds. And is that where it starts? When somebody does something bad, like if one child smacks another child, shouldn't somebody know about it? That,
yeah. That's what I think. I mean, why, you want your kid to talk to you. I don't know. I wouldn't make them sign a contract. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously you don't want over-tattling, but I mean, if something big happens, you don't want to tell your kid not to tell you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Sibling fights. If you have a sister, my sister, I remember once having a fight with my oldest sister and knocking her down. I don't know, that's 4 or 5 years old. Isn't it funny how that's, as soon as I saw that, that's what came right into my mind. My sister tattled on me, I think that was what it was, to my mother. And then my mother went upstairs and my sister was getting up to go to the bathroom and I went and chased her down the hall and I knocked her down. Yeah.
Was that your older sister or younger sister? You're in the middle,
sister.
Right?
Yeah, I'm in the middle. Yeah. So what happens when, and for parents, how do you not take a side on something like that? How do you really, you've got to really be smart about being a parent when it comes to stuff like that, right?
Well, how did you do it with your kids? You're the parent here.
Yeah.
I actually, you know, I never have seen Megan or Brendan. Well, that's not true. When Megan was like 14, 15 years old, Brendan, who was really a cute kid, actually, hid behind a tree when she had her first boyfriend. She was walking from one building to another at school, and Brendan hid behind a tree and then jumped out and scared him when they were walking down the path. And Megan was furious with him for about a week. And I don't know that it got physical, but it must have come close to it. And so Brendan paid her back by, there was something nasty written about Megan on one of, Megan was pretty sure of herself when she was a kid, and so the boys didn't like her. And so on a table in the school library, something was written about Megan. And Brendan and one of his friends saw it, and they went, they found a piece of sandpaper, and they rubbed it off of the table.
That's nice.
That was nice.
Yeah. But they've always known, and she knew.
Did he tell her?
Oh, yeah.
That
no, happened? She knew. But she knew. Somebody else told her. Brendan didn't, but somebody else told her that saw him doing it, what he had done. So that's, but if they work it out themselves, that's the best way of hopefully getting into it. But if you
and they're so close now. I mean, obviously they worked it out.
Yeah. No, they've been very close. And then this other, the story here deals with being disrespectful and how parents need to deal with that. I think this is a helpful, I'm sending you to the DJV site to see the story because I think there are a lot of helpful tips in here for parents. Parents are having a hard time these days figuring out how to do it. And even though many of us have had experiences, there's no place you can go to learn how to be a parent, which is silly. Ought to have courses on parenting in school, shouldn't they? How to teach you how to do it right. So if you want some good tips, just go to the DJV, Doug Jen Victoria, post on Facebook and see this thing about parenting. I think you'll find it helpful. 10 minutes for the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctor. doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Pauline is not here. Pauline Frommer is, where'd she go to? Someplace in New Zealand or something. Didn't she, Kara, if I remember correctly?
Yep, New Zealand.
Yeah. All right. So I have some travel items that have caught my attention this week, which I will go over happily with you. I think you'll find them helpful, including the best day to fly this summer. That is the least expensive day to fly. Now, watch after I tell you. Every plane get loaded up on that day. I'll give you that info in just a moment here. Stand by.
Hi, I'm millennial mom and lifestyle expert Lee Morissette, and today I'm going to share some of my favorite products to help moms everywhere. As a mom, I need to keep track of everyone's schedule and need a reliable way to stay on top of my day. Since I'm constantly relying on my smartphone to do everything, I don't want to spend a ton on my wireless plan. I want dependable service without breaking the bank, which is why I love Total Wireless. They have unlimited talk and text plus 5 gigs of 4G LTE data starting at just $35 a month, all on America's largest and most dependable network. One thing that all moms know is that finding me time is nearly impossible, which is why I love this Aveeno Positively Radiant 60-Second In-Shower Facial. It's a quick facial you can do in the shower 1 to 2 times a week to give dull, tired-looking skin a boost. The new formula has soy extract to help even skin tone and texture, and lemon extract to brighten the look of the skin. It works with the steam of the shower to deeply but gently exfoliate dirt, oil, and dead skin. For more information, go to Aveeno.com or Total Wireless.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just 2 simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
The followers who loved him.
I am the resurrection and the life.
The enemies who feared him.
Go to Bethlehem. Kill them all.
Who's the man behind the greatest story ever told?
Everybody who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
All right, 56 past the hour now. The best day to fly for the least amount of money this summer. The travel site Cheap Air did some research to ease the burden for those of you who are planning your summer trips, pinpointing budget-friendly days. Now, one of the things that most people, well, I should probably keep reminding, I always make my, I always buy my tickets on Tuesday, because Tuesday's prices are usually the best during the week. Do they fluctuate? Yep. The computers that run the airline pricing facilities use all kinds of things, and Tuesday is the day during the week that the least number of people buy tickets. So in order to keep the cash flow, the airlines automatically cut sometimes 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%. Sometimes it's not clear whatever they do because it's crazy. I challenge you. Anybody, get on a plane that has 200 people on it. Find two people that same paid the same price for the same seat.
That's a good game.
Yeah, you won't find it.
Yeah,
it doesn't exist. Anyway,
do you buy directly from the airline's website?
I go right to American and I buy it, and then I go to the upgrade desk, and that's how I do it.
So I figure out how to do it. You never search like Expedia or anything like that?
No. Because I found that it doesn't make any difference.
Oh, okay.
For me, anyway, it doesn't. For some people, it might. It doesn't make any difference for me. Sometimes I'll research a round trip and then one way, each way to the, if I, I'm not sure. I got caught with my pants down a couple of times this winter when I had to change my flights back and forth, and I'd already paid for a round trip, and by the time you finish that hassle, you'll never save anything anyway, because the price of the ticket was about $200, and that's what they charge you to change it, so just forget about it. So I did. I wasted $400 or $500 this winter having to change my plans. So now I just book one leg at a time, and it doesn't might cost $6 more or something. But at least you don't throw it all away.
Right.
June 6th is the cheapest day of the summer so far, according to the data. Other affordable dates are August 22nd.
It's a Tuesday. So you're right. There's your theory. Yeah, I just looked.
August airfares are on average 7% less than they were last year. Now, a week ago, even a month ago, we were being told, or it was obvious if you look at the prices, that they were going way up. And there are certain times during the summer, starting now, when the prices are going up, and then they seem to be leveling off. There has been about 110,000 seats have been added, that is, planes being added to fleets to accommodate the summer. So that'll bring the prices down a little bit as well. So, again, book on Tuesday, and the cheapest days are June 6th, August 22nd, September 12th.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.